fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th day of March. The preparative day is to learn to use primitive weapons. That would include knives, spears, bow and arrow. Our guest knows about bows and arrows, and tomahawks and crossbows. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books more in a way, as he gets a chance to get them produced and put out there. And an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. And a weekly talk show host. Jim's website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Fantastic, sir. You have excellent audio. Good. It's good to have you with us. And we're seeing, I got a report the first hour of a 10-year-old otherwise healthy boy who the day after getting the COVID vaccination clot shot had a heart attack. The nurse told the doctor the boy had a heart attack. The doctor was incredulous. He said to the nurse, "That's not possible. 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks." So now we have, and of course, in case you don't know it, Jim, Dr. Michael Yaden, who was a vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, there's videos and articles he's wrote on my website, interviews, where he says, in no uncertain terms, that the COVID vaccination for COVID-19 made by Pfizer was made with intent to cause harm and death, that the COVID boosters for COVID-19 were intended to give death and cause harm. So now all we have left in this country, for the most part, are the children. All the adults who were going to get the COVID vaccination have got it. The ones that are left are the children. And anything we can do to alert parents to not, please don't let your children get the COVID vaccination, we could actually save a life here and there, couldn't we, sir?
Well, kids are not at risk. They never have been at risk.
No.
And so it's the medical industry. What they do is they create paranoia, fear. They sell fear. That's their product.
Precisely. even if the vaccination worked, which it doesn't, even if it was safe, which it isn't, children are not at risk from COVID-19 to begin with. Very healthy child, you know, for a child doesn't have type 1 diabetes or some other very severe chronic situation, chances of dying from COVID are about the same as being struck by lightning, aren't they?
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's just absurd. But, you know, there's no fault, apparently, for the parents who did this, because it's within the medical profession, medical guidelines.
Precisely. Well, I don't want to dwell on that. We spent a lot of airtime on that the first hour. What's on your radar that you want to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, as you know, I work in archaeology. And the thing that's really coming to the surface is the number of earthwide catastrophes. When we were dealing with Velikovsky, there was one. And for a long time, I was convinced that there was one in recorded human history. And that was the Venus event. But it's becoming apparent that there are quite a few more of them. These are the kind that cause pole shifts, physical pole shifts. And the only way that's going to happen is if a large physical body in the form of a comet comes near Earth.
Let me interrupt you, please, for a moment. I'm not an archaeologist, but in my belief, my limited knowledge, recorded human history is about 12,000 years. Is that more or less accurate, sir?
Well, no. We're now getting back to about 120,000 years.
Maybe we'd have a different definition. Please define, from your perspective, as an archaeologist, how do you define recorded human history, sir?
Well, it's where we have a record.
A record.
Some kind of human presence. Let's say a Clovis Point jabbing a mastodon would be considered a human record.
Okay.
It's a type of human record. It's not a book you open and it says on day one, you know, something happened. It's a human record. It's a registration.
Okay.
Some kind of acknowledgement that this was a human being, and then a dating process. Many of them are questionable, but what we're doing now is getting all kinds of other data from mollusks in the ocean, from sea life, from species that went extinct, and all kinds of other. So that is included in the human record. When there's clear evidence of humans there, buildings, construction, and now we have a wave of people that are coming in saying that everything happened 11,000 years ago, which is incorrect also. But here's the thing that I did this past week. I'm working with other people that are have written books, that are currently writing books, excuse me, dealing with this topic. Just a second. I'm still have this voice thing going on here, so excuse me. Okay, but let's take an earthwide disaster where we get down to a population of 1,000 people in an area. Okay? They survive. They come out like the Greeks. We know that the Greeks that survived the last major event lived in caves up in the mountains. They were sheep herders. Those were the precursors of the what we call the ancient Greeks, you know, where Aristotle and Socrates and all those people came out of that the next generations. But at any rate, let's imagine that there's only 1,000 people left in a region of Earth. And this could have been in China, it could have been in the Hindu Kush, it could have been American Indians, Native Americans, or, you know, it could have been in Russia, in Siberia, it could have been any place, but let's take 1,000 people and let them repopulate, and let's see what happens. And so, given the standard birth rate in a third world country today, which is 7%, and that's given a 50% mortality rate of the kids under 10 years old, they're still growing at a 7% per annum per year growth rate, which gives you a doubling every 10 years. So if you carry that out over 10 times 10 years or 100 years, you get a 1,000-fold increase in population. And that's where we are right now, where China is. China, of course, had the only one. They were killing little girl babies to stop the population. They overdid it. Now they're sinking very rapidly. The United States, England, the Western European countries, Russia, in fact, and the populations are actually going down. The U.S. normal population right now would be around 260 million and diminishing very rapidly if it were not for all of the illegal aliens coming in. But, okay, so after 100 years, you go from the 1,000 people to 1 million. Okay, now you have agriculture. Now you have excess resources where people can be build buildings, have a culture, have wars or whatever. But go another 100 years and you get up to 1 billion. In 200 years, that 1,000 people, given a standard third world mortality rate and growth rate, will build 1 billion people in 200 years. And after 300 years, it would go to 1 trillion if left unchecked. These are amazing numbers. And so this is kind of the archaeological story of the week. I'll be talking more about this on my show tomorrow night. But then turning into what's going on today, third world countries that are pouring into the United States have the ability to continue generating people to infinity. Because you think, oh, that all these people are coming from foreign countries. Now, 10 million in the last year and a half. 10 million people already in the United States. Those countries can continue putting 10 million people into the United States every year and a half and not lose any population.
Amazing. Those numbers are just amazing, Jim. And the premise that you're working on is that this population growth has happened a number of times in the past. Is that accurate?
That's correct. That's correct. And that's why China and India now, if they were allowed to grow, India is growing unabated. China is not. We're going to see the effects of China not having women in the society. In China, you have 80% of the men without wives, because there simply are not women.
Well,
they killed them.
My understanding of what went on in China was the cultural desire to have a male heir. If they could only have one heir, it was going to be a male heir. So the parents did this on their own to have a male heir.
Correct.
It was not the government instituted. I also understand that once you got away from the cities, the many families had more than one child. Once they got away from the cities and the close supervision of the communist authorities.
Well, in a lot of cases, the women were killing the little girls.
Right.
There were groups of women, like fascist groups, that went out and monitored it. And when a baby was born, if it was a girl, they killed it.
No
right
kidding.
There.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, the end result, though, is right. That China... And look at the what you might call the white populations are diminishing. And the Latin, the Arab, and other populations of the world are growing. And the black populations also of the world are growing by immense leaps and bounds. And so people like Elon Musk, I've heard him say, oh, the world population is unstable and diminishing. That's the visible white Western populations. They are.
Right.
The number of little kids growing up today in the United States whose parents were born in the United States and whose grandparents were born in the United States is going down almost to zero. It's staggering. The people are waiting longer to get married. The women are not having babies. They're waiting till they're 30 years old to have their first baby.
Right.
And they probably only have one.
Right.
So a pair, man and wife, will possibly only have one child. And then the COVID shots come in, a lot of them will be infertile. So the native population of the United States is plummeting. There are not enough people to purchase things or to carry on the economy. It's just the numbers are already not there.
Well, so I have a female relative, who a young lady who likes being pregnant. And so she's had three children of her own, and she's took a very substantial payment to bear a child for a woman who could not have a child. But that's the exception, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's the exception. The other thing, though, however, is that with the people that are coming into the United States now, every woman, which is, it's really a smaller percent, that's mainly the people coming into the U.S. are males, military-aged males. That's who's the 10 million coming, and nobody knows where they are. They're given cell phones when they come in. It's the one thing they give them, so they can communicate with them. And but all of the women are going to have a baby within the first year, okay? And they're going to continue to have babies, because the more babies they have, the more ability to stay they have. That is just the way it's going to be. And with the where they came from, there's a 50% mortality rate before age 10. In the United States, with food and medical treatment, that's going to go to zero. And so now you're hitting this exponential population growth of people in the United States that don't have a place to live, don't have food, don't have any means of support, and are using public services.
I want to add to this discussion, Jim. There's a motion picture that, if you haven't seen it, you will certainly like to watch it, and those who haven't seen it will like to watch it also. The title of it is Idiocracy. The premise of the film, and there's two parts of the film. One is the segues back and forth between interviewing two couples. They're both Caucasian couples. One Caucasian couple, both have college education, and they interviewed at different points in their life, let's say at 10-year intervals or several-year intervals, where the educated Caucasian couple, a couple both college educated, are delaying having children because of financial reasons and social reasons. The other Caucasian couple, low IQ, living on welfare, are having all kinds of kids. And So the greater premise of the movie is the consequences of two centuries or more of low IQ people having all the babies and high IQ people with college educations having no babies. And it's on one hand, it's entertaining. On the other hand, it's very disturbing, because that's to a large extent what's happening, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. And so the end result is there's simply not enough employment, there's not enough housing, and now we get into the next stage. So what is the ultimate goal here? And so this is, I think, going to be an eye-opener for people. Why did CNN have a town hall meeting with Trump? What on earth was that all about? And the Democrats criticized it because the woman that did it did a very terrible job. And she was accusing Trump of stuff. And it came off that if you were a Democrat, you thought it was terrible. Why were they promoting Trump? And it really gave Trump a platform and eliminated other contenders like DeSantis and other people. And so they want Trump to run because, and you notice the key question, there's always, if you look at an interview, the key question in that interview, which the woman kept
repeating. Hold on, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Professor James McCanning. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you are tired of being tired, if you are tired of the arthritis pain, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get back to our discussion, let people know how they can listen to your show, your radio show, live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad in its 23rd commercial-free year. And it also streams live on WWCR.com, Tower Number 2. It also re-airs on the Truth Be Told Radio Network, and also re-airs 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning on Truth Be Told Radio Network. And there's many other different ways to listen. It re-airs about 7 different times. And so this week I'll be talking about volcanoes that have tornadoes. That'll be one of my topics, and a whole list of other scientific topics.
All right. Well, Jim, in this regard, something that I'm disappointed is not a priority, that the money isn't being spent. But the Sanskrit records in India, my understanding is about 5% of these records that have been recovered, and it's probably more, much more, have not been recovered, have been translated to English. But even that small percentage reveals apparently records concerning high technology that I think we'd be well served if the if there was enough money to, and it's going to take money, obviously, to make it happen, to get English translations of these ancient records. What do you think, sir?
Well, that's there are a lot of records that were destroyed when the Spanish came and basically conquered the Aztecs. The Mayas were in decline at that time, but they still had tremendous records, written records, paper records. You talk about records, the Mayans had tremendous amounts of records, and all of their history was all destroyed. And a little bit that's left gives us a deep insight into the catastrophes that these people's ancestors lived through thousands of years earlier. And so a lot of the world's history has been destroyed in the name of Christianity, all kinds of other reasons. You know, the Vatican burning books, destroying libraries, the library at Alexandria, you know, being destroyed, allegedly. I don't think it was destroyed. I think they burned some books.
Well, I think what they did, and I've discussed this before, Jim. First of all, the Roman government were not idiots. They knew value when they saw it. And my belief is that the Roman government, they took custody of books and documents that had to do with engineering, technology, medicine, and science. And they took that back to Rome. What they burned was probably old tax records and stuff that didn't matter. That's my opinion.
Exactly. Right, exactly. But anyway, back to your point. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of history. And here's what also happens. It gets split. The good stuff goes up and you never see it again. And then you get the tier two people, the people that work at universities, the little skinny Thai people that sit in their ivory tower office and create, you know, they don't create anything. They just interpret everything in terms of outdated theories that have no validity at all. And then that's what the public gets to see.
That's right. That's right. Well, getting back to the records at Alexandria, Roman government seized them. They took them back to Rome when Rome was falling apart. I'm pretty sure the Vatican took care and custody of those. It would have been around 350, 400, year 400 or so. And they've been in the Vatican Library ever since. That's my belief. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a tremendous system of tunnels underneath the Vatican. And they go way down, and it's been there for a long time. Now and then they let some information out about that. But no, the Vatican is, its dark side, let's put it that way, is very extensive.
Absolutely. Here's a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Excellent documentary there titled Died Suddenly, put together by Stu Peters, where he interviews three or four embalmers who give testimony about pulling these clots out of people's arteries. Part of the embalming process, they open up the veins to drain out the blood, and the arteries to drain out the blood and replace it with the embalming fluid. These clots are 3 and 4 inches long, 1 foot long, 2 feet long, 1 or 2, even 3 feet long. Very scary stuff, but that's what's going on. Products at my website that will help you achieve your goals. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. We've got some interference. Liberator rocket heaters, the professional grade freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite, and of course energy cleaners to help you get past the pain and get the best night's sleep you've had in decades. Check out the energy cleaners at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, do you agree with my premise that the Sanskrit, ancient Vedic writings should have a priority in terms of spending money to learn that ancient knowledge, sir?
Yeah, exactly. I've always, when I wrote my book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection, I did an analysis just in terms of physics of what Tesla did. And when he built his Wardenclyffe Tower, it's the equivalent of the Wright brothers building a 747 jetliner on the first pass and making it work. It really didn't make sense in terms of physics. He didn't build progressively larger ones, starting out with little ones. He just built the big one, which told me that he probably had some information. His father was the curator in Serbia of one of the Vatican library branches, which was burned down, by the way, by Bill Clinton.
Really?
And destroyed, yeah. But anyway, that church was destroyed. But anyway, Tesla was a young, very good physicist when he was in his training. And he had access to that. And so my belief, although I can't say for sure, is that Tesla had access to ancient documents.
I agree.
Because what he did just doesn't make sense from a physics point of view. And, of course, his inventive work with alternating current, once it's like transistors. Some people say, oh, we had to get it from aliens. No, I grew up in the transistor era. I actually used tubes, the old-style tubes, vacuum tubes, in my physics classes, electronics classes, as they were transitioning to transistors. So I saw it develop, you know, from the little can with the three wires coming out to integrated circuits to everything else that you see today. So no, it wasn't aliens. It was something that was a development. But some of the stuff that Tesla did, not all of it, once you get the principles of electromagnetism and how to change rotational energy into electromagnetic alternating current and transformers, once you get the gist of it down, then all the other stuff can follow. But when he built the Wardenclyffe Tower, it just came out of nowhere. And so I believe that he had access to information that was in that library. And like you say,
I agree.
Who knows what that was?
Well, Jim, did you know the Vatican Library was closed for about 2 years, about 10 years ago? They said for remodeling. You know, typically when the library is remodeled, they close off the remodeled part, remodeling with the construction project, and leave the rest of the library open. My belief is that the Vatican knows it's going to be a major catastrophe, and they moved all the valuable manuscripts to a safe location, either in the Swiss Alps or maybe the Canadian Rockies, someplace like that. It's highly unusual for a major library to be closed for remodeling, isn't it?
Right, but a lot of it, when they say the library, that's the part that's publicly visible. That, you know, when you're talking about Sanskrit, ancient documents, who knows what else. When Magellan returned, he didn't really return. He died before they got back to England. They had a femur from a giant that they brought back with them. They actually tried to bring a giant back that died on the way. But that things like that are in the Vatican. All of that stuff is somewhere, you know?
Right.
The bones of St. Peter are there. You know, I mean, this stuff is... they have a collection, you know, talk about collecting stuff. But they work closely with NASA, too. NASA is the... What you see of NASA is the... That's the smokescreen.
The Vatican also owns and operates three professional-grade astronomical observatories, don't they?
Yeah, right. And those were built for comet watching. Those are not just your average telescope. They were wide-field cameras and telescopes for infrared and for comet viewing and for visible. And they built them when Hale-Bopp came in. And so they've... the hierarchy is that the Vatican, the Jesuit bank, controls is the front agency is the Rothschild World Banking Empire, or the Bank of London, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But the CIA is the police force of the World Bank. CIA has nothing to do with the United States. It's completely owned and operated from outside. And so NASA, which falls under the CIA, is a completely dominated outside agency. And they always present this this voodoo show, this dog and pony show of NASA, and people run around thinking that that's space science, that has nothing to do with space.
Right. Well,
NASA has never done anything in space. Look at their record. They've never done anything.
Pretty miserable. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, Jim. Always enjoy it when you come on. What was the point you were going to finish before you went to the first break? You were talking about demographics and all that stuff.
The punchline is, when CNN had its town hall meeting with Trump, why on earth would they do that? That's just out of left field. Well, they wanted ratings, of course, but they want Trump to be the candidate because Trump is very soft. They asked him three times or four times, will you accept the election results in 2024? And Trump just says, well, if it's a fair election. Well, he's not doing anything. DeSantis is the guy that turned Florida inside out and cleaned up all the voter rolls. He won by 65% to 35%. That's the way a typical election would go today if the cheating was not rampant. And so Trump is not strong on cleaning up the election because they just tell him, oh, no, there's no fixed election. You know, you have false claims, and that seems to be the biggest dichotomy that you can raise out of Trump. And so they plan on beating him, and then it's going to turn full fascism in the United States. They're going to start demanding that all the illegal aliens live in people's houses. You're going to be a racist if you don't. And they're going to bring in 100 million people into the United States. That's the plan. I've heard as many as 600 million. And the world population could easily send that in an afternoon. But that, you know, they've already brought in 10 million. And so to imagine 100 million people in this country with is not hard to do. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on right now. And then you have the people like Homeland Security head, what's the guy's name? I forget.
Mayorkas.
Going, oh, the border is, yeah.
Mayorkas.
The border is secure. Yeah. He says, it's secure. There's nothing going on there.
Right.
And which is absurd. But what I'm telling you is they're just biding their time until the 2024 election, and then the gloves are going to be off. Because then, and they can win that election if Trump is running.
Well, I've heard that in the Durham report.
They can cheat it. They can cheat the election like they did before. They know they can. That's, you know, that's child's play now. They got the system down. It's in place. What they don't need is somebody coming in and routing it out in those 10 major cities where the cheating goes on. You know, L.A., you know, the Bay Area. I could name them off, but I don't have to do that. But anyway, that's the future of the United States. And they're going to pull in 100 million illegal aliens. And then they're going to have cell phones. They're primarily military age young men. They're going to allow them to vote. You know, this is what's going on. I'm just telling you where things are going.
Well, I've heard on this Durham report.
Excuse me, one last thing. Biden, the imitation president, they're asking him about his age. With the pretend Biden with the long earlobes, with the attached earlobes, he's probably in his 60s, you know, but they make him up to look like Joe Biden. And it's the howdy doody show. It's the you know, the dog and pony show.
I've heard that on this Durham report that it was actually indicating that Hillary Clinton and her bunch did do election cheating, and yet, and we know that the Democrats, they contested the 2016 election on the presidential level, and now we have these January Sixers in the, you know, in prison and in detention and stuff, and that's getting more attention, and they're coming at them, and we've got this president, so-called president, that has just rife with, you know, corruption. I think we're just going to have to walk away.
Well, the states and the lower levels of government have to just take back their own status. And states like Arizona and Texas have to defend their borders. And none of this is happening. So anyway,
that's
anyway.
Jim, earlier this week there was a video of a woman officer with the Missouri National Guard stationed on the Texas border opening the gate in a remote area, gravel roads, to let illegal aliens in. Obviously, she had orders to do that. There's a nice motor coach, not a school bus, but a motor coach with air conditioning and a restroom waiting for these illegal aliens. The whole thing had to be set up in advance, don't you think, sir?
Well, of course, yeah. No, this is part of a plan. I talked about it last week a bit, and I was going to talk about it when somebody cut my feed last week, the last 3 minutes. But this is the Communist Manifesto. There was a video, John, I sent it to you this week. There was a woman who lived through both Ukraine and Russia when the Stalin came into Ukraine,
right,
and took over, installed the communist, and
right,
she talked about everything that happened, everything that's happening today, where they brought in the illegals, basically, in Ukraine. They started opening up the house. They went up to everybody's house, and they determined how much space they had. She had four families living in her 1,000-square-foot house, along
good
with
God.
Her. And this is where it's going. The Communist Manifesto is being applied in the United States.
Right. Well, what Russia did was change the demographics of Ukraine. The Russian-speaking people in Ukraine are the grandchildren of the people that Stalin brought in there, aren't they?
I'm sorry, what? What did you say?
The Russian-speaking people in Ukraine are the grandchildren of the people that Stalin brought in there in the 1930s.
Oh, in the eastern end, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and now, Ukraine has an interesting history because before the so-called war went, hundreds of thousands of people were migrating from Israel into Ukraine, claiming that that was their true homeland, because genetic tracing had proven that the people now occupying Israel had no genetic heritage there at all.
Right. Well, there's
and
two
so
groups,
they were
actually
moving them.
That's the Kazakhs. Yeah, there's two groups of Jewish people, those with the Jewish bloodline of Moses and Abraham, and those from that part of Europe, the Kazakhs, who were not part of
the Moses and those were Israelites. They were not
precisely
Jewish. They were Hebrews. And that those terms have all been taken over. But the at the end of World War II, when the Rothschilds and the Bank of England and Roosevelt set up the State of Israel, they moved those people in from Ukraine. That's where they came from, most of them.
Actually, it was taking place before World War II, or in the beginning of decades before. We don't have time to get into that discussion, because we're almost out of time here.
But anyway, but the Anyway, yeah, let's.
Okay. What would you like to get into next, sir?
Well, I think what. Let me see from my notes here. Every day there's a posting of asteroids that come very near Earth. And there are so many lunar distances away or parts of a lunar distance. Most of these asteroids are actually in orbit around Earth. And so you would not classify them as Earth-threatening asteroids because they're in orbit. The ones that are dangerous are the ones that come zipping by and are not associated with Earth, because the ones that are in orbit are in a stable orbit, like the moon.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We'll be back after break and wrap this up.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, "Oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago." And I'm like, "What?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know."
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to put the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Okay. Yeah, John. The pricing on the MR5 whole house water filters went back up to normal this week. I had a sale on it. It actually was on for quite a while, and I finally went in. And so pricing is back to normal. John, you have a coupon code. It's J-O-H-N. And so if people purchase there, they can get an extra additional discount using that. But no more sale pricing for the water filters. So everything is back to normal. And the issue is that people need clean water. And today, more than ever before, it's just unbelievable what's going on. You know, train spill in Palestine, Ohio. There was another one in Wisconsin. I have people that just about daily call in and have me analyze their water if they give us a zip code and the name of the water company. I can go into a database, and I'll be honest with you, I have yet to see in the United States a single outlet that has decent water.
Really?
It's just incredible. So anyway, just leave people with that. The link is to the web page, to the water filter web pages. John has a link on his page. And then I just want to cap off what I was saying before the break there, that every day the NASA lists about 60 to 80 asteroids that are so-called Earth-threatening. In today's listing, for example, there's only one that is not in orbit around Earth. So it would be like expecting the moon to crash into Earth. No, the moon is in orbit around the Earth, and it's not going to crash into Earth. So NASA is far exaggerating the threat of asteroids hitting Earth. And of course, it's happened before. It could happen again. But they're trying to mitigate, or they're not talk about the real issues, which are large comets that come into the solar system. So once again, you're getting the never a straight answer story regarding Earth-threatening asteroids. And that's just to keep them funded. They really don't do anything. They really don't have any methods of dealing with something if it were on a collision course with Earth. But anyway,
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it as always. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, John.
Be right back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.